This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, SustFest, the sometime week, fortnight or two-day expo, or this year, four weekends of eco-activities run by groups throughout St Albans district and coordinated by Sustainable St Albans, is 10 years old in November. And SustFest are having a celebration that we're all invited to, both to celebrate what's already been achieved, but also to look ahead to more sustainable action and collaboration in the future. Let's hear from Jill Watson, Chair of the SustFest Volunteer Working Group.
Thank you for inviting me on. But yeah, I mean, 10 years, it's flown by, really, hasn't it? Way back in 2015, the kind of concept of the Sustainability Festival and SustFest kind of getting people to do community actions and bringing everybody together to look at COP21 and what was happening in the Paris Convention just kind of like was just the start of such an explosion of activity that we've had over the last 10 years. Really kind of engaged people on lots of different levels and being able to take their own actions as well and make a difference.
Yes, well, we're coming up to COP30 now, aren't we? As you say, back then in 2015, COP21 in Paris was what we were concerned about. And actually, SustFest was really engaged with that, weren't they? With the postcards
really
to Paris,
engaged.
That was one of the first sort of projects that you did. Tell us a bit about that.
It was really kind of an interesting way to tie in what people wanted to say locally with kind of the bigger messaging that was happening in Paris at COP21. The whole concept was that people would write a message on their postcards and they would be delivered in person to COP21. And the messages would be from children and people and whoever kind of had something to say about it, but just generally the messaging of how important it was to get sustainability on a true, like, serious agenda and make some serious changes to how things were going to be done in the future. So it was very much bringing local people and local action onto just kind of a bigger platform, really, giving power to what people wanted to say.
Yeah, indeed. And you had all of those, I think it was nearly 2,000 postcards delivered by somebody who was going to the climate talk. So they were actually taken to the heart of the action itself. And those were messages not just from adults, but from school children, so many different groups. It really did feel like a whole community pulling together, doesn't it?
It did, and it really raised an awareness, I think, for if the kids were involved with it, it kind of involved the parents. And we were going out into the communities and asking people to write these postcards and get involved. So it was a very specific ask, and it focused people on the problems that were happening that needed to be addressed at this big convention. So yeah, it was very important.
Yeah. So, I mean, there have been ups and downs over that 10-year period, and COVID was obviously quite a big bump along the way. But I wondered if you could just give us a few things that you think or that other people have mentioned have been highlights from SustFest over the past 10 years.
Yeah, well, I think there's been, well, each year has been very slightly different from the last. And I think that's kind of the beauty of the festival, is that there could be a focus on, you know, like the postcards to Paris one year, or we also specifically had getting community members to sign up for the climate emergency petition that we ran in 2019, where we gathered people's thoughts and interest in getting the council to declare a climate emergency. That was also a big kind of like focused push. But some things that people also remember about the SustFest are we had very visible events like the market takeovers that we've had in town for a couple of the years. and the markets that we've had in Harpenden. So that's also a very positive and visible collaboration of lots of different groups getting together, which is essentially what Sustfest is all about. It's just everybody in their own groups and in their own kind of way, getting the message out there on whichever particular sustainable theme they want to. So I think that's what people kind of remember. It's people coming together to do a big thing, if you know what I mean. It's just the positivity in the bigger numbers.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think you're right. The coming together is very important, isn't it? So I wondered what you thought the impact of Sustfest had been. St. Thomas District Council declaring a climate emergency must be right at the top of the list as far as impact goes.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say that's the top of the tree. But also the fact that Sustfest has become quite an embedded part of the annual calendar. We don't have to go around anymore and explain what Sustfest is. People know what it is and know a group that's been involved or an individual that's been involved or they've been to events. So it's nice having the response like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. And so then the next question is, well, do you want to do something for it? Do you want to be involved in it? So it's not as hard an ask as it was in the beginning. And most people have sustainability on their agenda on some level. So that's been the real gain over the years, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. You know, we've been getting more and more groups involved and more people know what we're talking about. So that's ultimately what we need, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. You're spot on there. So this year you've decided to shake it up a bit, and rather than going for 1 week of eco activities or a fortnight, instead you went for 4 separate weekends. How do you think that's gone?
So that's been a really interesting change, because this was something that came out of, we obviously did the big expo last year, which was one big event and everybody in one place. And that did get a lot of people involved. But the main feedback from having that expo was that people wanted to go back to having smaller events, possibly throughout the year, so that we could take on different subject matters at different time of year. Because if we're at May, June, it's good, weather's changing, it's lovely and everything, but we do miss out things like, I don't know, insulating your home, because it's not that time of year that you're thinking about those kind of things. So the whole point of having Sustfest Seasons was to give us an opportunity to do different subjects, different kinds of events, and kind of spread them through the year. So that has been very positive, because we have had a bigger range of events. But I think it's also put pressure on the groups who feel like they need to do something for each weekend. So the idea was to choose a weekend that suits you and just fit in with that. But I think it's meant that people have felt pressure to do more at other times. But at the same time, we have definitely had more events and we've definitely had more people involved. So we will have a look at that at the end of the year and see, get the feedback from the community again and see what they would like to do going forward.
Yeah. Now, the final Sustfest Seasons weekend is coming up on the 15th and 16th of November, and you've got a big event at Oaklands College on the outskirts of St. Albans. I just wondered why you decided to use that as your event location.
Yeah, so on the Saturday the 15th, we've got a full day of events at the Oaklands College in their construction centre. And so the construction centre is a new building. Obviously, it's for training of construction and those kind of courses. And it's quite interesting, because what they've done with the building is they've made it very sustainably focused. It's full of solar panels. It's got huge heat pumps out of the back. And it's a purpose-built building with everything open to view, so that the students that are learning there can see everything that goes on in the building and how it's constructed itself. So it's kind of like a sustainability cherry on the top building, where basically you can just see firsthand whether you think the panels and the heat pumps and all of the technology that we're told is going to save us from having to use fossil fuels, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there. It's like it fits in perfectly with our messaging. And also a great opportunity to work with students who have got such great ideas about what they want to do to make a more sustainable future. So it's kind of a win-win. It fits in with all of our messaging, all of our ideas, and a really great collaboration.
It does sound like a great opportunity for them to showcase what they're doing there as well.
Yeah.
So if we come down on Saturday, when you've got your big event, what will we find? What kind of things you've got on offer?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of specific areas that are quite different, but essentially it's going to be a celebration of Sustfest over the last 10 years. So there'll be some displays of the projects that we've run over the last 10 years and the community groups that have maybe been inspired by Sustfest, or they've had things that have happened after Sustfest that have been projects that they've continued with. Some of our sustainable St. Albans projects that have either come out of the Sustfest kind of ideas. So there'll be displays. There'll be some workshops and some talks. So again, it's linked in with things that the more popular things throughout a regular Sustfest season, like what people want to come and learn about or talk about. And then we're going to have tours of the construction centre. So the Oakland students themselves are going to take people to have a tour around the building. So it's tying in the college and what's happening there with what we've done over the last 10 years. It's very much kind of like a collaboration and a celebration of how things work out well when you work together. That's basically what's happened, is it's these two worlds of Oakland's and Sustfest have kind of come together to promote possibly what we can do over the next 10 years. It's a bit of a session to kind of get the brain working again as well. It's like, we're hoping we'll get more ideas from having this day as well, from people walking in and go, oh, well, why don't you do this? Or why don't you do that? Yes, please give us your ideas. It's kind of a positive move to get people going again.
Yeah. Marvellous. That sounds excellent. And those workshops you were talking about and the talks, can you just tell us about a few of those?
Yeah. So Tony Elkington is going to do a workshop called Find Your Place in the Future, which is very much about thinking about how you can impact sustainability through collaboration and community. It's a very positive action workshop. So that'll be a really good one to go to. We've also got a couple of workshops by Paul Thistlethwaite. One's A Debate to Action, Finding Our Shared Aims on the Climate. And then also one that I think I would be particularly interested in, how might we best tackle climate disinformation? Because this is a biggie. We're all looking to get the best quality information that we can, and it's confusing. So I think that's going to be a really good one as well.
It certainly sounds like it. Sounds absolutely fascinating. I'd be really interested to hear that. So where do we find out details? And do we have to book on these, or can we just pitch up and just join in?
So there is a general ticketing website. If you go onto our Sustainable St Albans website and look on the events, there's a placeholder for the event and you can get tickets through there. It is ticketed, but it's not, you don't have to get a ticket. If you want to buy a ticket, it helps us out to work out numbers and things of catering, but you can also do drop-in on the day. If you wanted to do one of the workshops, they have got separate tickets as well. Again, it helps with numbers if you know in advance that you want to go, that's great, but they are also drop-in. And then we've got a full program of talks that are also going to go on in one of the bigger rooms, and they're not ticketed either, you can just come in at any time, but there are times going to be advertised for each of those talks. So we've got a sustainable travel panel, we've got What the Builder Won't Tell You from Judith Leary-Joyce. We've got a local to global talk, and we've got Warm's Home talk, and Hearts Asian Women's Networks talk. So they're all going on through the day. So again, just check the times. You don't need specific tickets for them, but check the times that they're on the website and then come down accordingly.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds like you've got something for everybody there. And just looking forward, perhaps to the next 10 years, but particularly to next year, I wondered if you had any ideas what Sustfest might look like in 2026. And how about if other people have got ideas?
We're always, always interested in other people's ideas. And like I say, I think these full-day events where we get people from the public coming in and kind of having a look what's already going on, they feed us more information for, like, you know, the next few years. So what we'll have a look at the end of the year is how the Sustfest Seasons model has worked, and look at the numbers of events and the numbers of people that have been involved. We do get quite a lot of verbal feedback as we're meeting and greeting at the events, and that's super useful. So if you do come along, and even if you've got just a couple of little things to say, it's super helpful for us. Or if you wanted to volunteer for any of the groups, then please just give us a nudge and we'll happily take your details. But I think the thing is as well, we need to just make sure that because we depend on collaboration for this festival. We need to make sure that all of the community groups and all of the people that we work with, it's working for them too. And they're getting out of it what they need to get out of it, as well as it just being a variety of different events. So I think that's what we usually do towards the end of the year. We kind of sit down and say, right, what were the good bits? What were the great bits? What would we change? And we'll do that again after this last SusFest weekend for this year. And we'll see what we want to do for next year. But it depends on having a great team, like an event coordinator team. So if anybody's got any event organizing skills that they would like to share, please come and, you know, give us your name. That would be great.
Marvellous. Well, Jill, look, congratulations on 10 great years of SusFest. We really hope that your weekend goes fantastically. Sounds really good.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, and we look forward to another 10 great years of SusFest coming up. So thank you so much for telling us about that today.
Thank you, Amanda. I hope to see you there.
I was talking there to Jill Watson, chair of the SusFest Working Group. I'll pop a link to the Sustainable St Albans website, where you'll find all those details that Jill was talking about, into the notes that go with the podcast of this show, and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And I'll also pop there the link that you'll need if you'd like to help the Friends of Verulamium Park make the old Abbey View golf course in Verulamium Park in St Albans into a better place for people and nature by helping them to plant carefully selected trees at one of their planting sessions. They've got them on Monday the 24th of November and Saturday the 6th of December. Everybody's welcome to come along. There's no experience needed. The glowing halo after all that tree planting is guaranteed. I'll be with you at the same time next week when we will in fact hear from friend of Verulamium Park, Malcolm Hull, about how they're making plans to turn the old Abbey View golf course into a place of nature connection with more wildlife and more species for everyone to enjoy. Until then, thank you for listening.